Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest on the line, a returning guest, we've got Steve Oberg, who is the aquatics manager at Prue's Pets. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks, Lee.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Steve, let's talk about what's going on at Prue's in terms of gifts for people who are into aquariums and fish. What kind of things could you recommend for people?
Sure thing. Well, this year, one of the coolest things that's gotten even better than it has been before are what we call desktop tanks. And there's a variety of tanks that are almost a combination of a table fountain and aquarium. And they're really perfect as an add-on tank, even if somebody already owns another fish tank, because they can put some organisms in there that they can't keep in their larger aquarium.
Now, when you say desktop, this doesn't have anything to do with a computer, does it?
No.
Okay.
Steve, why don't you embellish a little bit about the new 12-gallon that we set up with the beautiful jawfish?
Sure. Yeah, there's a really cool new tank that's called the 12-gallon Fluval Edge tank. And it's very unique because you can actually look through the top of the tank straight down through it. The water actually comes up to the glass, which is the whole top of the aquarium. So you actually get a very unique view on what's going on in the environment. There's a LED light in the middle that's adequate light to grow some freshwater plants for a freshwater setup or even some of the more basic live corals in a saltwater environment.
And we have this tank set up at the store, and we've got my personal favorite fish, the jawfish, and it just becomes this engaged environment that can't be replaced. Talk a little bit about that, you know, just the impression
Absolutely.
You get when you get that.
Oh, the jawfish's activity as he's digging his burrow, and he's a very social fish, almost like a puffer fish as far as the amount of interaction you get between the viewer and the fish. Another bonus of these little tanks are some of the cool little critters like porcelain crabs or pom-pom crabs. There's bumblebee shrimp. There's a bunch of really neat small invertebrates that would get lost in a large aquarium but are a perfect showcase in these small tanks.
Pom-pom crabs are worth commenting on. I can't help but ask the question that others might be asking, what the heck is a pom-pom crab?
Sure, sure. Well, just like a cheerleader with her pom-poms, the pom-pom crab actually has a very small sea anemone in each of its claws and holds them out like a pom-pom. And if it actually loses one, it'll actually take the other one, separate it in half, and then it'll actually heal, and then they'll have two again.
Wow. Can you get them in, like, green and white if you're a Michigan State fan?
Yeah, unfortunately not. Kind of more of a white, purplish, beige.
Well, if you're a Northwestern fan, it's perfect.
There you go.
Well, I think if anyone comes into the store, the good news is we've got about a half a dozen of these display tanks set up and looking just dynamite, and thanks for all the hard work to make that happen.
Oh, for sure. No problem. Yeah, and there's even some really cool futuristic ant farms called Antworks, and they're filled with almost like a gelatin like substance that actually the ants dig their burrows through, and you can see the burrows throughout the ant farm, you know, and my understanding is that the actual nutrition for the ants is actually integrated into that gelatin like substance that's in there. Those have been really, really cool, and those even come with some LED lighting that creates a really dramatic display and a pretty zero maintenance pet, for that matter.
Right.
Well, and that leads me to my question for you, Steve. The LED lights. One of the big changes that I've noticed is they've got those really cool lights that can create really great effects. Back in my day, you had the old black lamp that you used to use in order to light things up. Talk about what's available like that for people who might have an established tank.
Sure thing. The LED lighting is really taken over in the last year to the point where whether you've got a freshwater tank or a saltwater tank, anything from a few gallons all the way up to hundreds of gallons, you can either have an LED lighting system that's simply an add-on to your current system for an effect to create some fluorescence in the corals or to change the hue and the appreciation you get of the organisms in the tank, but also to replace the whole lighting system with something quite a bit more energy efficient and quite a bit more cost effective.
Wow, interesting. And about how much does something like that cost? Does it vary?
It does vary. There are LED lights that are as little as, you know, $20, $30. There's LED lights that can cost as much as hundreds of dollars. I recently helped one of our clients get into some LED lighting, and they're actually going to be reducing their energy cost by about 85%
wow.
on their aquarium. And they're literally going to pay for, just in savings alone, they're going to pay for the cost of those LEDs in the first 9 months of owning their new lighting system.
It's ridiculous, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's like the lights can do everything you want them to do and save you money at the same time.
Doesn't get better than that. Gifts to pay for themselves.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, and you're thinking about getting a gift.
Not,
yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Well, and for somebody that you're not sure of course, we always have gift cards.
That's what
and
I was
we're talking about live animals, you know, we're really talking about the rewards of that successful relationship with these pets.
Yeah.
You know, one of the safest things to do, you know, is always a gift card so the person can kind of choose what works best for them as opposed to unwrapping a puppy.
Right. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's not the animal itself that we're trying to find homes. It's the relationship that we're trying to have happen. And if you can't force a relationship.
No, you sure yeah. can't. And Steve, one of the other areas that for people to think about, it's a very interesting gift, is there's been some changes in the heaters that are available for the tanks as well. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a really cool heater I like a lot called the E-Heater, and it actually has a thermometer integrated right into it, so it tells you what temperature the water is digitally, so it'll say 79.5, 80.5, but also the display of the heater will actually change color based on what temperature the water is. So if you have it set at a certain temperature, if it's within 1 degree of that, the display will grow green. If it's less than a degree of what you have it set at, the display will glow blue. And if it's higher than a degree of what you have it set at, it'll glow red. So at a glance, you not only know that your tank's within range, you know, but also exactly what the temperature is.
And that kind of applies well, you know, if you're wood heating your house or you're not keeping your house warm enough or too cold, you know, or too warm, it can kind of help reflect that. Either the heater's not big enough or the heater's big enough, but the house is getting warmer than you want.
Sure. Well, especially in the times of the year when we're transitioning from using, say, heat for the house versus the air conditioner versus opening the windows, you know, during each of those transitional periods, the tank's temperature can really fluctuate if there's not an adequate heater in there.
Right.
Well, and Steve, one of the other areas that also can make for a great gift is for a lot of people, and again, I know I'm a dinosaur. Rick and I have joked that back in my day, the only thing you could decorate a tank with was a rock or a plastic plant. But now you've got all of these live plants and all of these wonderful things that you can do to create a great environment. Talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, live plants is definitely a great way that people can venture. The lighting's getting even better and more energy efficient at the same time. You know, so, and the benefits of live plants that are growing in a tank, utilizing the waste of the fish for their growth, just leads to a more balanced, natural, and healthy environment for those fish.
Yeah, one thing I think about when I think about that, I'm thinking about the complete environment, the ecology of that environment. And if you want a lesson plan for a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old, and you want them to kind of understand some of the principles that go on just in our outdoor nature, you can't do any better than that than an aquarium.
Yeah, especially in the winter in Michigan.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and the other thing that, Steve, we've only got about a minute left, but the other thing that you can think about is for next spring, getting someone what they need in terms of putting an outdoor pond. That's something that can be done as well, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, now's the best time to plan for a spring project like that so you can really hit the ground running as soon as the snow's gone.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing the information with us. We've been speaking this morning with Steve Oberg, the aquatics manager from Pruce Pets. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, oh my goodness, I thought I was done, but now my shopping list is full again because I've gotten some great ideas from today's show.
Well, it's awesome to be just part of, you know, just an ability to send that message out. And I appreciate all the time that you've spent allowing me to be part of this great experience that I call you know, fun radio.
Absolutely. Well, it's been our pleasure, but we're out of time. Once again, we run into our weekly problem. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen, wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And in the meantime, please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. We are the